You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
All right, now a second and six. Again, Johnson in the backfield. Over the middle, has his man. Mason Rudolph goes to Mount Washington. That's a 19-yard touchdown strike. And Darnell Washington says, I'm here, baby. That's a touchdown. The Steelers have the lead.
Oh, pomp in midseason form calling that touchdown. And going out now to the fan hotline, where we'll find Trey Essex. The fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We can talk about Darnell Washington and his performance, and we have, and we will continue to do so. But the clean pocket, Doran, for Mason Rudolph is why we have Trey on. I mean, Trey, there ain't a guy within 5 yards of Mason Rudolph there. It was beautiful.
It was such a beautiful thing, wasn't it? Such a clean pocket. Mason was back there flipping burgers, making fries. He made the order, passes to Darnell Washington in the end zone. You know, it was a beautiful thing.
So thank you for coming on, first of all. Again, this is the second week in a row. We can't get enough Trey Essex. Your podcast is taking off. We talked to Charlie Batch on Friday about the podcast as well. So the two tackles, Broderick Jones and Troy Faltanu, 24 pass blocking reps between the two of them, zero pressures allowed. We can give you the statistics. I can't break down offensive line play. That's why we bring you on. Tell us what you saw from those two guys.
They played well. I mean, they were aggressive. Now, Arthur Smith called a very offensive line friendly game. I thought it was very pertinent of him to get the guys out to a fast start. And as offensive linemen, we always like to go out forward versus going backwards to start a game. You always want to punch first, you know? You don't want to be pass sitting on the first pass if you can't help it, you know? And so I thought coming out and doing play action was a nice mix. Those are the safe plays for offensive linemen because you have very few chances they get mental errors. And so coming out doing a boot pass on the first play, coming out and doing counter play action on the second play, and then we ran zone and end up running a quick bubble screen because they were seven in the box out to Roman Wilson, who also had a really good game. And so it was really good to see the tackles do what they had to do to get keep the pressure away. Obviously, the inside was very solid between Spencer, Mason, and Zach, and I thought they did a good job across the board. But it was a beautiful thing to see our young tackles get out and get out to a fast start.
Trey, Caleb Johnson, rookie running back, didn't have the best showing in his first preseason game, but did you see anything from him that, you know, he could bring into this coming week, this next game? I mean, it is tough. You know, to me, it seemed like he was dealing with some nerves, some anxiety of having his first preseason game, but are you worried about him at all, or do you think he'll bounce back this week?
No, I think it's just getting used to the speed of the game. You saw what I saw. There was some hesitation. He didn't press the zone because there was some hay to be made in the run game. And I think a lot of people might temper the excitement about the O-line's performance because the running game, the rushing yards weren't as good. But there were some yards to be made, and I think the running backs could have did a better job of pressing the holes before they cut back. And I thought Caleb did that a couple of times. We saw later in the game Nichols and Trey Sermon get some yardage in the game by pressing and keeping it front side on some run and some zone plays. But I think Caleb is he showed a lot in camp. I think this is not an indictment on who he's going to be as a player. Obviously, his first preseason game. I think he was dealing with some nerves. That's all it is. And I think he'll get back in the lab and he'll be good to go for this second game.
You mentioned Roman Wilson had a nice game. Play action, first play, over the middle of the field, takes a big hit, hangs on to the football. What do you see from him apart from catching the ball? But that, I mean, that's the guy that they drafted is someone that they thought can be a dogged blocker as well.
Right. I mean, he showed that he can catch the ball in space and get open, and that's the most important thing, especially with the position that he's probably projected to play. He's going to have to find some hay working in between the hashes, and he showed that he did that in the first couple of drives. So that's good to see, and I think he'll be fine in the run game once we get out and get into a rhythm. But it was a good sample size for Roman to come out, and we just need to stack performances. That's it at this point.
Trey, when we sit here at the end of the season, will we be saying that Darnell Washington had the best season of all three tight ends?
That's going to be tough because a good season for him won't look like the others. I think he can have the best season and have probably the worst pass-catching numbers because I think his effect is going to be felt across multiple parts of that offense and not just in the pass game. Obviously, he's a monster in the run game too. So I don't think we can make that as a blanket statement because
he's going to be a valuable part of this team, but in multiple ways. John New and Pat are going to catch most of the passes at the tight end position, but Darnell's going to make some hay in that run game. He's going to be,
I will say this. I think he ends up catching more touchdowns than the other two.
Harry, can you tell Trey what you just told us? Because I have no idea with audio stuff.
I think when you lean over, Trey, you're leaning into the microphone and it's making your voice distorted.
Oh, my bad.
It did sound like you were underwater for a second there. So if you just, I guess okay. What Harry's saying is maybe back up just a smidge from the microphone.
Back up.
Gotcha. Oh, there,
right okay. There. There you go.
There you go. Yep. Harry barking out directions now. Notice how I had Harry do it and not me. I don't want to have to do that. Trey Essex.
I got to get this audio stuff right, man. I got a show to do.
You got the Snap Count podcast with Charlie Batch. And we talked to both of you guys last week. Charlie doesn't know it yet. We're going to try to have him on Friday again.
Nice.
He doesn't know, but the text is, it's going to be coming at some point from me. So you talk about Arthur Smith and the way he called it and how it was very offensive line friendly. Was that something that you noticed in Arthur Smith last year or not?
I think he tried. I think it was just such a young line. And also it was just his first year. And he didn't know. He had to work with the O-line. He had to work with new quarterbacks. And so he had to find out what worked for a whole bunch of different people. And he couldn't really concentrate on what the O-line needed. And, well, at least by itself, he had to worry about the whole offense. I think he has a little bit more trust factor now that he has Aaron back there. And so he can really hone in on what the offensive line needs from a play calling perspective to get them going out fast. And I think he called that perfectly this first preseason game.
Trey, the Steelers take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this coming week, but they also have a joint practice. Do you feel like joint practices are beneficial to teams? Is it beneficial to somebody like Aaron Rodgers who might not play in the preseason?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you get probably more intense work in practice than you do. The ones will go against the ones more often in practice. You can script the plays and get exactly what you want and need out of a particular play in practice versus a game. And so I think it's very beneficial to be able to practice against a team like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who that defensive line with Vita Vea, and they got the ancient one, linebacker who just won't go away.
Levante David, yep.
His name is Levante David. And that secondary is good, too. And so it's going to be a good test for our offense, but I think you can get a whole lot of practicing versus another team during the practice week.
Trey, 15% of the time last year, the Steelers were in the 13 personnel with three tight ends. Although, while they did it more than any team in the league, they were 26th in the NFL in terms of effectiveness. If Darnell can be a little bit more of a field stretcher, I would expect with this group, now you got Jonnu Smith, you're probably going to see it more. How do you defend that? I mean, you play in base, you play in nickel, you play in dime. I mean, if all three of these guys can be pass-catching threats down the field, and if you've got Darnell Washington in there, who's basically a sixth offensive lineman, you want to pound the rock.
Right.
I don't know how you go about defending it if you're the defense.
Yeah, I don't, and I hope they don't figure it out. I mean, you have so many weapons there that can do so many things. You could definitely come off the ball and smack, play smash mouth football. That's what I hope. We use that formation for often, but we could definitely throw some play action passes in there. I know that's something that Aaron Rodgers likes to will and deal in, those unique and odd formations with seeing John New in the backfield going in motion. It's going to really mess up that any defense trying to match up with that type of personnel. And so it's good that we have those weapons. And then you add a fourth, maybe, in Connor Hayward if we keep four tight ends. And who knows what kind of stuff Arthur Smith has cooking with those type of formations. But it's definitely something we can definitely add in the bag.
Trey, we appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate it, fellas.
Thanks, Trey.
Good luck with that podcast venture you got going on, the Snap Count podcast with Charlie Batch.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care now, Trey. Thanks again. Trey Essex.
Offensive-friendly play calling by Arthur Smith.
I mean, we said it right at the beginning of the show. That's the biggest takeaway.
Yep.
Is the way that the offensive line played in pass protection and the way that Arthur Smith called the game. And last season, yeah, you saw a decent amount of play action. Look, Russ can do the play action moon ball. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best play action quarterbacks in the history of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you watched the Aaron Rodgers Netflix documentary. I mean, he kind of got into the nuances of the play fake. And he thinks about it. He reps it so much, how to make it look as realistic as possible. He's as good as it gets when it comes to that. And that is something that has been underutilized for years. Ben didn't love play action the older he got because he didn't love turning his back to the defense. Plus, they didn't run as much under center stuff as the Steelers. Well, I don't think they'll run as much as they did last year because of Rodgers and his mobility. But I think you're going to see a lot of play action, a lot of middle of the field shots, and that's going to help the offensive line. Like, they have talent on the offensive line. They've got bodies on the offensive line. And I think Arthur, in game one of the preseason, he was showing, okay, I know how to use these guys to their strengths. And the other positive takeaway from Trey is he thinks there are more holes in the running game than were capitalized on by Caleb Johnson. So that's bad for Caleb Johnson. But if you asked me before the game, would you rather feel worse about Caleb Johnson and better about the offensive line or the other way around?
No doubt.
I would take it the other way around.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. And that's just, you know, that's going to be film study, things of that nature for Caleb Johnson. He just needs to slow things down. I mean, you know, your first preseason game, you're wearing an NFL uniform. That gets the guys. It really does. So I'm not really worried about him. I, as I said earlier, I'm okay with them slow playing him and letting him be that third running back going into the season and just, you know, let him find his way throughout the, you know, this first 2025 season of his rookie year. So it's some nerves he has to shake off, but I do expect him to bounce back in a big way this coming game on Saturday.
And he'll get reps in the joint practice, too. Yep. His whole thing was he's supposed to be a scheme fit. He's supposed to be able to find those holes in the zone blocking scheme and get up there and hit it. And he said he was a little too passive.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have put it that way because I rode crew in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever he says it and I hear you talk about it, it makes a lot of
sense.
It's
moving fast.
Sure.
So he's probably like, okay, like used to the Iowa and the Big Ten of it just developing in front of his eyes. Like, okay, yeah, okay, now I'm going to hit it. Like, no, you actually have to hit it a lot faster and develop, you know, that timing in your mind differently now.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be just something like that. I mean, things are moving so fast out there for the first time in his career that he's ever seen it that fast.
And you got Jaylen Warren who could be your RB1. You don't need to bring him on slowly necessarily, but if he's not getting it, you hand the ball to Jaylen Warren, you give the ball to Kenneth Gainwell, and I think you're going to be fine. Especially if the offensive line's opening holes the way that Trey said. He was on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll react to more of what Trey had to say coming up next. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Oh, also, I saw a very scary video on social media, and I wonder if you'd feel the same way about it that I would. I'll tell you about it next. I think Harry actually wouldn't be scared. That's all I can say for now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We were talking about the Steelers using a lot of three tight end sets with Trey Essex. And I see that Stink, Mark Schlereth, he thinks the Steelers' multi-tight end system will, quote, wreak havoc on the NFL, end quote. They played it a lot last year. They didn't have the horses.
Yep.
Now you got Jonnu Smith, who's a run-after-catch monster. Pat Freiermuth, who was underutilized last year, I think mostly because of the quarterback play. And you've got Darnell Washington, who doesn't need to be Rob Gronkowski, but man, just showing that he can do what he did in that preseason game is massive. And Mark Schlereth last year, hey, take it for what it's worth, he said Russ ain't going to be good. And he's got the toxic positivity. We saw how that all came crashing down. So I think you want to do stuff that other teams don't do. You don't have a lot of teams out there running multi-tight ends the way that the Steelers would ideally like to do it this year. And so I think their uniqueness and now these three bodies that they have there, I think it can be a competitive edge, and I think it puts the defense in conflict. We've been talking about it all morning. How do you defend it? I think the Jets are going to be in trouble. Let's put it that way. And how they want to defend it. And you're going to have to see how teams defend it and the kind of success and the personnel packages they can use against it. As the season moves on, maybe teams will have better success with it. But I think early on, man, I think it's a huge advantage.
Oh, in every portion of the field, too. Like, and then we focus on red zone a lot. Like, I think that's where they're going to get their bang for their buck is in the red zone and scoring touchdowns, not just field goals. And running the football, throwing the football, and then splitting Jonnu Smith out and having two tights with Pat Freiermuth and Darnell Washington and have DK Metcalf on the other side. Like, I feel like, honestly, as the days go on, I feel like that will be their top personnel. Like, that's what they'll roll out. And then they'll kind of go from there. Like, their number one personnel will be three tight ends. It will be three tight ends all the time. Usually that's like your third or fourth. No, actually, it's like your fourth or fifth. But I think that will be their, hey, this is our base offense personnel, is three tight ends.
Yeah, man.
Why not?
The Buffalo Bills, of all teams, led the NFL in six offensive linemen last year. So they'd always bring in the tackle eligible. And that was unique. The Steelers can do that with Darnell Washington,
mm-hmm.
which is just insane to think about. Now, Caboli hit it right on the head because I ain't been able to lay my two eyes on it. I haven't been to camp. He said he's running better than ever. Sure looked that way. Oh, yeah, by the way, he's also bigger than ever. And you're right about Jonnu Smith. Okay, he's in line. I brought this stat up a bunch. He was in line as much last year as he was outside the numbers. So you come in, now all of a sudden, what am I doing? If I'm nickel, they're going to run it up my butt. And if I go base, they're going to split Jonnu Smith out. Now you're going to be in big time conflict.
Well, usually if you're in base and you split a guy like Jonnu Smith out, a linebacker goes with them, like especially if it's man covered. So now you're taking the linebacker out. And then you just run.
And you can still run the ball. Yeah. Right. And Darnell's going to have you 10 yards down the field.
Are you going to keep a corner on him out there?
Right. I'm trying not to get like overly optimistic, but just seeing Darnell run down the field at the speed in which he did it, and then the play he made on the football, it's got my head, it's got visions of sugar plums dancing in my head. Now, I said there was something that I saw online that scared me, and I wondered if it would scare you guys too. So, one of the Penn State beat writers took a video of the new temporary bleachers they have at Beaver Stadium. We're talking about massive temporary bleachers, 100 or so feet off the ground or whatever. And you can see daylight through the other end of these temporary bleachers. And you're talking about putting 110,000 people in the stadium. You're talking about a stadium at Beaver Stadium. You've been to the press box. When that place gets going, the press box rocks.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me you're going to get 110,000 people in there, and you're going to put them in the damn temporary bleachers? You could not pay me.
Yeah, you got to see the picture.
You have to. I'm going to retweet it right now. You could not pay me to get on that.
I mean, I would hope. I at this point, I mean, it has to be ready to go because they're going to be playing soon. But, like, you would think that they would fill it in. I mean, it looks like real old school, like, not even high school bleachers. Like, how you could see through them. Like, somebody could slip and fall through it. It looks like, to me at least.
That's what it definitely looks that way. I mean, they're full on daylight through the other side of these bleachers.
No, I'm not getting up there.
No shot.
Nope.
And Harry, who went up in the crane at Bowser a couple of years ago, who was on top of the fire truck ladder at Five Alarm, he's like, I got no problem. No problem. Now, I'm not, just to be clear, I'm not predicting disaster or anything like that. I just know, you tell me, hey, Crowley, go on that temporary bleacher that's going to shake like there's an earthquake. Absolutely not.
Why are you two so afraid of heights?
Oh, I don't know. Death?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the basket was pretty safe when I went into it at the Bowser, and then climbing the ladder also very safe. They got latches for you. They got safeties, and the ladder's pretty stable. So, I mean,
I feel like
they wouldn't have built it if it was such a liability. That's the way I look at it. That's why I look at climbing the fire ladder. They wouldn't have built it and let people do the climbing on there if it weren't stable. They wouldn't have built these bleachers if they weren't stable.
Freak accidents happen.
Okay, and if a freak accident happens, there's a lawsuit waiting. And
not for you.
Well, then my family gets a lot of money.
You'll go splat. I think my family would rather me be around than the money.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
but if somebody were going
to, that's an educated guess. I'd have to call my wife just to be sure.
I think under the circumstances, if you said the hypothetical, you couldn't pay me to go up there. Let's say somebody hypothetically paid me to go up there, then I'd get two incomes. It's all good.
I'd go up there during.
And if I live, I'd get money. There you go. I mean, I'm just saying, it's not.
You couldn't. I'll put it this way: you couldn't pay me to go up there during a game.
Mm-mm.
I don't like the feel. I remember the first time I was ever at Acrisure, and
all the way up. Yeah.
And there was a big play, and it starts moving. It's very unsettling for someone as soft as me. Texter, watch yourself, Crowley. Remember, this offense looked amazing with Pickett in the 2023 preseason. Fair enough. But if Broderick Jones went out there on Saturday and played like he did in the preseason last year, we would have eviscerated him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when guys do positive things, there should be an equal and opposite reaction. Broderick was good. Faltano was good, despite the illegal hands to the face penalty. Those guys faced 24 passing situations and didn't give up a single pressure. It's noteworthy. Because to me, and we can get into this more in the next segment, I think there's a bigger conversation here. The biggest question mark going into the year was, can the Steelers' offensive line hold up in pass protection? A+ through one game. But you can call to talk about it, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. It's also the subject of the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, now a second and six. Again, Johnson in the backfield. Over the middle has his man. Mason Rudolph goes to Mount Washington. That's a 19-yard touchdown strike. And Darnell Washington says, I'm here, baby. That's a touchdown. The Steelers have the lead.
Super encouraging to see Darnell Washington be that big and run that fast and to make the play. But if you look at the still shot of the pocket that Mason Rudolph is standing in, on that throw, I mean, few and far between. Few and far between have been the times we've seen that the last few years. And if Broderick Jones had stunk the way he did last year in the preseason, we'd be talking about it. And so I think the biggest takeaway from the first preseason game is how the two tackles were standing up in pass protection, Doran. Because to me, that's what the season hinges on. I believe in Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to find guys open in the middle of the field. I think he's going to get the offense into the right place. He's not going to run into crowded boxes, things like that. He's still got his mind. If they can protect him, I think it's going to be the best quarterback we've seen since the end of Ben's career. And if they don't, well, then who the hell knows what happens? It could be a long year. Step one, A+.
Yeah, I agree.
To the phones?
Yes.
Donald in Elwood City. Hello, Donald.
What's up, guys? I agree. I'm excited to see what the O-line can do, especially with the steps we've seen already from this first preseason game. And I also wanted to pose a question to you guys. With Howard being injured, do you think they go with four quarterbacks and just keep him on the IR? And then do they maybe cut Thompson, or do they just keep all four to train Howard under Rodgers?
Yeah, thank you for the call, Donovan. A lot of people are asking that question today. I think they keep three. I think the third is Will Howard. I think unless he goes on long-term IR, that's the way they'll do it. But Tomlin even left open the possibility in his press conference this week that Howard could play the third preseason game. We'll see. Could be pushing it. I think they'll try to keep Thompson on the practice squad.
They'll try it, yeah. But I think Thompson will end up going somewhere else.
He'll probably wind up somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to run that risk of putting Will Howard on the practice squad and then somebody poaching him. So Will Howard will probably start the season on the active roster. I don't think that they want to IR him with a 3-week injury. I don't know, but I don't know, but I think that he'll be. I personally think that Will Howard will play in the third preseason game. I have a feeling that he will.
We don't know the exact nature of the injury. I do know that Anthony Richardson dislocated his thumb.
Thank you, right?
Oh, we did it again. And by we, I mean me. Yes. Oh, wow, you were just ready to throw me right under.
I mean, you did it all last week.
You know, I did some experiments with my thumb and my pinky this weekend, and you're right, the thumb is more important.
Oh, yeah.
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 I tried writing. I tried eating without my thumb.
Try playing a video game.
Can't do that.
Right.
No.
Try texting.
Be difficult.
Yep.
But we're talking about a football player,
right.
Quarterback.
Right.
Throw the ball.
Yeah.
Point being, he's back at practice. Now, it's a different injury, but it'd be great for Will Howard if he could get into that third preseason. It'd be massive, actually. Ron at Bethel Park, hello.
Hey, guys. A question for you, and be honest. Did the Steelers really look good, or is Jacksonville that bad of a team?
I mean, it's a fair question.
It is a fair question. Like, I don't think the Steelers look great. Like, they're just these world beaters. Like, I thought they looked really good a couple years ago with Kenny Pickett. Like, it looked different from that. They just were flawless, and they did everything that they needed to do in that first preseason game. They did, you know, the penalties, the holdings, the, you know, missed assignments, the blown, you know, blown plays, things of that nature. I didn't think that they looked like, wow, like, they're unbelievable. No, they just did everything they needed to do. And I think that that's fine. I don't care if Jacksonville's bad or not. Like, they went in there, they took care of their business from top to bottom.
Well, and importantly, too, Jacksonville played their guys.
Right.
Jacksonville played their guys. So when Roman Wilson's getting open, he's doing it against their number one corners.
Right.
When Faltanu and Broderick Jones were standing up at pass protection, when Rudolph went 7-for-7 on that first drive, you're talking about two pretty good edge rushers that were coming. So they're playing their guys. You're... 18 best players, by my count, did not play in this football game. Maybe not most important, because Broderick Jones and Faltanu would be somewhere on the importance list. But they played all their starters, you didn't, and you played well. I think you take it as a positive.
Yeah.
And I just want to address this, too, because the caller there said, be honest. We're always going to be honest.
Yep.
We don't need to slap that on the front. We're never going to tell you a lie.
I mean, it didn't look like that. It's like... It didn't look like there are world beaters out there. Like, they just looked and did everything clean.
Yeah.
I'm not. That's it.
Juan Thornhill, when he comes down and makes that hit, well, that was real Pittsburgh right there. When he comes down and makes that hit, that's on Brian Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
That guy's a phenom, man. Imagine if he was a Steeler. You talked about it last year. Troy Faltanu missed the season, you would have had Brian Thomas Jr. You said it at the time during the draft. Might want to look into this guy. That's a really good player there. And Juan Thornhill separated him from the football. It's not like, no offense meant here, but it's not like him coming down on Rock Taylor and forcing
right.
an incompletion.
Right.
That's a bona fide NFL starter who may well be a star. So, sure, you can grade things on a curve, but it's not like you're going out there against Jacksonville's backups. You're playing there starting wide receivers and corners.
And we always talk about depth on the show and just in general. Like, I mean, there's a lot of players that played in that game Saturday that are going to make it very tough on Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan to cut certain guys and to keep certain guys. And that's a good thing, too, because you, like I said, top to bottom, for the guys that played to the guys that played in the fourth quarter, like, it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good sign. You have a lot of good players on your that could potentially be on your 53-man roster.
I saw Brian Baldinger breaking down why Black. I misspoke earlier. I said Derek Harmon played 10 snaps. It was Wyatt Black who played 10 snaps, and Baldy was breaking it down. Dude looked great. Dude looked great. And I think really telling that he only played 10 snaps, because Tomlin historically loves playing young guys. He played him 10 snaps. Why? Probably trying to preserve him.
Preserve him, but I think that they're going to the dress rehearsal this week. I think that he'll play a lot.
He could.
Week. It's like, all right, who are our potential starters and roster players going to be? All right, let's play them around 10 to 12 snaps, because next week, whenever we have our dress rehearsal, not going to play Rodgers, not going to play probably the same guys that we didn't play, but those guys will play a half
mm-hmm.
for sure.
You know, the inside linebacker core looks pretty strong, man.
Very.
And deep.
Yep.
It wasn't that long ago that, I mean, I guess it was now 8 years ago, but when Ryan Shazier got hurt, they had to call... What, Spence? What the hell is his name? The guy from Miami. Now, I can't believe I did this to myself.
Spence?
This is an unforced error, no.
From Miami?
Yeah. They drafted him. He tore his knee up. Doesn't matter. They had to call a guy off the couch.
Oh, Miles Jack?
No.
Joe Schobert?
Stop it. They had to call a guy off the couch. And now you go, I thought Peyton Wilson had a good game.
This is Sean Spence?
Sean Spence, yeah. That was it.
You're on a roll today, Crowley.
I said Spence.
I know, and then I said, yeah, Spence. You're like, no.
Well, you said John Spence.
Sean.
Yeah, it's Sean.
I said Sean.
You said John.
I said Sean. Sean John.
Scotty Reynolds, Calvin Austin, those two. Yeah.
Okay, I suck today. The point remains.
Is it Sean Spence?
I think it's Sean Spence. I had the Spence. You had the Sean, even though I thought you had the John. You now have... I thought Peyton Wilson was really good. You got Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen. Those are your two starters. I thought Mason Cole looked good running around out there. He blew up a screen pass to the sideline. He looked as quick as he's ever looked. And then you've got Bruner, who you love, who had a great game. And you got Mark Robinson. You're deeper at inside linebacker than you've been in a good long while. What?
No, it's funny that you mentioned what you thought he pronounced things as, because during odds and ends, there were a couple times where he set the line at like 35, and you thought he said 39, and I think it cost you once by a technicality because you just said over.
So let's think about all my attributes. I can't communicate, which is tough. I don't listen very well. It's a miracle the ratings are as good as they are. And that the station's up for a Marconi Award. Best station in the country. How about that?
You might be contributing at least 3%.
I'll take it.
3%.
3%. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Caboli going to join us in 15 minutes. But coming up next, we'll go around the NFL. We talked about some of the bigger storylines in the 7 o'clock hour. How about what happened to CeeDee Lamb? If you didn't see it, if you didn't hear about it, we'll tell you about that next. 50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Mark Caboli is here. He will be joining us from 9 o'clock until 10. That music means it's time to go around the NFL once again. The funniest moment of this weekend, there are two massively viral moments. One was the 70-yard kick in the Steelers game.
Yep.
Which I still can't get over.
Yep.
And the other was CeeDee Lamb, Cowboy star wide receiver. He's putting his hand up, celebrating a big play that's going on, or like pointing up at the scoreboard. Referee coming down the sideline as fast as he can. Bang! And then CeeDee Lamb gets flagged for a 15-yard penalty for referee interference. He got up laughing about it. Could you imagine getting hurt like that, though?
No.
Like, CeeDee, you can't play. You're too valuable to us. We don't want to see you get banged up and then, boom, out for the season because he gets run into by a referee.
Hey, at least he was engaged, cheering on his teammates.
He was engaged.
Yeah.
George Pickens was probably on the bench somewhere, not watching.
Yep.
I didn't have to do that.
With a ski mask on. Yeah.
I didn't have to do that.
No.
But you got to keep your head on a swivel down there to sidelines. Like, you joke about it, but I think you're serious. You do the sideline reporting for the Pitt games.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got to be locked in, and you got to do your stretches beforehand. You got to be quick.
Yep, yep. I know exactly where to stand, too. That's the thing.
Well, you're not going to?
I want somebody to run into me, though. Like, I want that to happen.
Des Reed?
No, like someone from the other team.
Oh. Oh, what do you do then?
I'll give him a little shiver.
Would you really?
Probably.
You wouldn't move. You would just...
I'd just stand there.
You'd take the charge, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So West Virginia, like Jaheim White comes around the corner, gets shoved out of
right there.
You're just taking it.
Yeah, he's going to take it.
He's thick now.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'll hurt afterwards. He won't, but I'm going to give it.
Can I ask you something? I'm not trying to put you on the spot here.
Yeah.
Do you know what Cam Ward did in his preseason debut?
He did pretty well.
Okay.
I think it was 5 for 9?
Look at you. He was 5 for 8 for 67 yards.
Yeah.
Excuse me, 5 for 10.
Okay.
0 for 2 on his first drive. They only got the ball 3 times in the first half because they went 3 and out on their second possession. They had 3 total possessions in the first half. The reason I asked it the way that I did is I've seen a million Jackson Dart highlights. I've seen a million Shador Sanders highlights. Tyler Shuck did not look good, and so he got talked about a whole bunch. I feel like Cam Ward is the most under the radar number one overall pick in recent memory.
Yeah, ever.
Because they were so bad. They're so not interesting. I think he's going to be a good player, man.
Yeah.
And Calvin Ridley had 50 yards in that second drive. I think he can have a little revitalization there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he might be a little fantasy guy, just a little word to the wise.
I like Cam Ward. I mean, I was listening to an interview of him from last week, and he was talking about how he only people he talks to is his family. Like, he'll text his family, doesn't text friends. He goes home, he gets something to eat, plays with his dog, and goes to sleep. And then wakes up, and then it's all about football. Like, he's all locked in about football. Like, that's the prototypical, like, quarterback that you're looking to draft. Like, if you have to draft, like, you want somebody that is all in, no distractions, and is just down to just try to make this thing good. And I think he is, and it's going to be an uphill battle for him in Tennessee because they stink. But I hope it works out for him. I think he could do something pretty good if he has the right supporting cast there.
I hope he has a great year, and I hope that they suck, and I'm going to be paying special attention to the Titans this year because I assume they'll finish in the bottom 10 of the NFL. That could be your trade partner.
Yeah.
To move up and get your guy.
Yeah.
So I'm keeping a special eye on them. We'll be doing a lot of quarterback talk this year, more so than ever, looking at the college guys, but then also these teams like the Jets. Justin Fields, I thought, acquitted himself well in his preseason debut for the Jets. He's a better game guy than he is a practice player, because whenever he can get hit and he can run,
yep.
I mean, that's where his bread is buttered. If they're bad and he's bad, they could draft a quarterback in the top 10. If they're bad and he's really good, all of a sudden that's another quarterback needy team off the books. All right, Mark Caboli is going to join us coming up next to break down preseason game number one. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Super hot today. Highs in the 90s, high humidity, low of 68.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.